Steph, things at City are going pretty well at the minute, aren't they?
Yeah, of course. I think we had a bit of a slow start of the season, but overall, especially the last five or six games, we've kind of hit a little bit of form and a little bit of confidence within the squad. So I think it was all about gelling together as a team, and fingers crossed we've kind of done that over the last few games. But there's still a long way to go in the league, and we've just got to keep improving in every game.
And how about the chances against Chelsea in the County Cup?
I think we're really excited for the semi-final of the Cup, and it's a chance to be in a final of a Cup, and Manchester City haven't had it yet because we've been obviously one of the new teams in the league. And for me personally and for the rest of the girls, it's all about being in big competitions and trying to get there, so everybody's really excited for the tie.
How have you seen the FAWSL develop over the time playing in it?
It's developed massively, especially the first season to now. I think you'll see this season's been the most competitive season ever, and that's a credit to all the teams that have went and strengthened the squads, and the quality of football's obviously improved. So I think that was the aim for the WSL, was to make sure that was as competitive as possible, have as many international players and youngsters coming through, and I think you can see that this season.
Durham and Sunderland are in two, which is important for the area as well, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. I think the North East, it's kind of known for bringing young players in. The likes of Jill, Lucy Bronze, Jordan, Carly, myself have all came through the ranks at Sunderland. So great to have Sunderland and Durham involved in the WSL. And Sunderland's doing really well at the moment, top of their league. And Durham are a new team, and they're developing players through their university programme. So I think overall, women's football in the North East is really good.
And I mean, even at Northern Division 1 as well, you've got teams like Middlesbrough, Norton, Stockton Ancients. So it's definitely a passion in the area as well, isn't it?
Yeah, of course. The passion for football in the North East has always been, since I've been younger, and that's all I've known, is that everybody loves their football, no matter what team they support, whether it's Newcastle, Sunderland, Middlesbrough. And I think especially girls' football, that's kind of gone along with that, and it's great to have the likes of Middlesbrough in the Division 1, and they're pushing to try and strive to be more professionals.
How important would you say your time at Sunderland was as a whole to your overall career?
Oh, massively important. It's probably the most important part of my career when I'm growing up and I'm learning, and you develop your techniques from there. And I was fortunate enough to have really good coaches around me and good players, and that's kind of how I base my football game on, is what I learnt when I was young, from 9 till I was 14, 15 in the Centre of Excellence to the first team until I was 18. So of course I'll thank Sunderland a lot for my development and in football throughout my career, and that's where I am today probably.
And I mean, I asked Jill about Beth Mead playing for the under-20s.
Yeah.
Have you any advice for her? Do you know? Have you actually spoken to her on the call-up?
Yeah, of course. I think we played against her a few weeks ago, and she's a really good player, up-and-coming player, and probably the next one to come out of Sunderland that'll come into the England squad. And she's got a really bright future ahead of her, and to go and play her in a World Cup in Canada is a great opportunity for herself to go and prove herself against the best in the world. But the most important thing is that she continues to learn, and she goes and enjoys her football, and just enjoy every moment out there.
And there's a chance you'll be meeting her next season anyway.
Hopefully. Fingers crossed, Sunderland will get promoted.
On to the England game on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I get the sense that Mark's brought a new kind of mentality, a new morale to the side. Would you agree with this?
Yeah, I think it's any case in a football club or an international setup, when a new manager comes in, who brings fresh ideas, and it kind of has an influence on the squad. And I think ever since January, when Mark first took over, I think everything's been really positive. He's changed the way that we want to play, and as players, the training sessions are different. And of course, we were with Hope for a long time, and she was brilliant for England, but now we're under Mark, it's a case of making sure that we do what he wants us to do. His philosophy and his way of seeing football and how we want to play has changed, and we've got to learn and continue to develop underneath him.
And it's another big game in the North East as well, which is a huge plus.
Yeah, of course. I think the last time we played there was probably for Team GB in the Olympics at Middlesbrough, and that was a great occasion that day. And I know the likes of me and Jill really enjoyed that day, the fact that your friends and family can come. So the fact that it's Hartlepool, and the North East is known for its love of football, I'm hoping that we'll get a really good crowd. And as you said before, it's great to have football in the North East, and obviously a chance for your friends and family to come as well.
Dare I ask you about your goal v Brazil? Does that ever get sick?
You can if you want to.
All right, Steph, I do believe you scored a goal against Brazil.
Yeah, someone told us I did. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, of course. It was an amazing occasion, not just for me, but for the whole squad. And I think for the whole of English football to make sure we had 70,000 fans at Wembley, I don't think anybody would have known that we'd have done that for women's games. So it shows how much the women's games developed, and especially in the Olympics. It was something special for Team GB and for women's football.
Would you ever get sick of watching that? I'm guessing no.
To be honest, I've only watched it a few times. I think people must think that I just go and watch it all the time, but I think my grandma's watched it more than me, so I think she's Sky Plus'd it still then.
Everybody will be coming at the weekend. Have you got everybody's tickets sorted?
Yeah, I've had to probably order about 60 or 70 tickets, which has been a bit of a nightmare, but I think our administrator's not very happy with us, but yeah, of course, the whole family's coming. It's only 10 minutes down the road, so it'll be a nice day out for them, and hopefully come and support us.
What type of game do you think we'll expect?
I think it'll be a physical game, to be honest. I think the way that Sweden like to play, they've got players that can play on the floor, but they like to go direct and try and get the ball in behind the back four, and I think we've got to be prepared for that. And we've shown in games this season that we have the ability to go and fight, to win the battle, to then go and play our football. And I'm hoping it'll be a quick tempo game with good quality, and I think it'll be a very exciting one to watch for all the fans.
And I mean, people like Shellyn, if she plays, that could be a bit of a threat.
Yeah, of course. I mean, she's been a brilliant footballer for a number of years, and she's performed in the Champions League, and she's also performed in European Championships and World Cups. So she's definitely one player that we've got to watch out for. But I think not too much focus on them. It's more about how we perform as a team, and how we go and play on the day.
Any thoughts on the final group game against Wales?
I think it'll be a feisty one. I think whenever we come against Wales, it's going to be a one where we've got to battle, and we've got to go and make sure that we deserve our victory or deserve our draw. But it's an exciting one for us as players, and we've played them previously, and we beat them 2-0, and we knew that was going to be a hard game. So I think the whole squad's up for it, but I think the main focus is just obviously on Sunday and how we perform, and then 2 weeks later we'll try and get a result against Wales.